suivez, on est dans le mouvement.
I never meant to hurt you. The passion is the game, and the waves are the ride. The mind is insane, and the pauses are me. Can I trust what I see? Is there anything real? Can I love? Can I exist?
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, electronic, industrial, alternative, anything I can pretend fits into that wide-ranging list of genres. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, alone in the studio, but going to bring you, well, a bunch of tunes and a bit of news like usual. However, tonight I've come up with a theme that's mainly going to be I'm going to play bands who are playing the Resistance Festival. Now, the Resistance Festival, if you don't already know, is in Sheffield. It's at the Corporation, and it occurs over the weekend of the 2nd and the 3rd of April, so it's in less than 2 weeks' time. It's basically happening before my next show, given this show is fortnightly. So I thought, the show before Resistance, I'll focus on Resistance bands. And I started there tonight with Covenant's Judge of My Domain from Modern Ruin. That is one of the two standout tracks, in my opinion, on Modern Ruin, their latest album, which is, well, it's okay. But, you know, I'm hoping that they're going to blow me away live, because they have managed to do that before. But unfortunately, the last time I saw them, they didn't, which is a real shame. I know they're well capable of it, so let's see if they can do it properly this time around. Anyway, less talking from me. However, while I say I'm going to play a lot of bands from that are playing this Resistance Festival, I'm going to throw in one, maybe two tracks that are from bands who aren't, and this is one of them, and I'll explain the reason afterwards, but this is Skin Job, and this is a track called Selfish Discipline. We'll be right back.
There's a topless babe and knock on the door. Girlfriends, girlfriends, now there could be more. What can I do? What can I say? Choose your weapon, time to pay. Forget about the second day. We could be friends with a kiss and flow. Choose your weapon, time to go.
Heard there, and one with Military Fashion Show. Before that, we had XRX with The Update, and before that, we had Skin Job with Selfish Discipline. Now, I said in that first bit, just before I played those three tracks, that Skin Job were getting played for a reason that didn't include the fact that they were playing Resistance Festival, because they're not. They're one of the few bands that aren't playing Resistance Festival that I'm playing tonight, and the reason I've decided to play a track by them is they have finally released their album. Now, this, I know, has been a long time coming. I consider myself a friend of Fitz, who is the main guy behind Skin Job, and there's been many things, you know, causing the lack of progress on actually getting this album out, and I know it's been a chore for him to do, and I'm really impressed he's managed to, well, be kind of almost bloody-minded enough to be determined to get it out, and it's finally there. It's now available as a digital release at the moment. Now, if you're quick, I don't know how long he's going to keep it like this, but he said, for a short time, it's available as a digital download from cdbaby.com. So if you go to cdbaby.com and search for Skin Job, you'll find it on there for about, I think, $4, which I think works out at a smidgen over £3, depending on the conversion rate used. But literally, it's about £3. It's less than £3.10, I think, when it finally comes down to it. So if you want the Skin Job album for a bargain price, go to cdbaby.com. You should be able to get it. There will be a physical release at some point. He's promised us that. I think that's just going to take a bit more work to actually get, you know, physical things printed and available from places to buy and all that kind of stuff. But getting the MP3s out there is great. And I thought, I haven't actually had a proper listen to the album yet. So Fitz, if you're listening to this, yeah, I do apologise. I've really not had an opportunity, but I have had a skim through it. And I think that was one of the more standout tracks. There are a couple of other standout tracks, but I think one I've already played from the EBM box set compilation, which I think it's called Control. So great stuff on there. I'll probably be playing more of that in the future. And of course, XRX and AND1, they are definitely playing the Resistance Festival in a slightly over a week's time at Sheffield Corporation, and it will be great to see both those bands, especially XRX. I don't know why, I just think they are a lot of fun live. If you saw them at Infest, everyone just thought they were incredibly bouncy and fun. I thought they were great. So, yes, looking forward to them especially. And it's probably worth running down the extra news bits as well, because technically that Skin Job album information was some of the news I was going to read out. What else have we got to tell you? Ghost and Writer. This is a band that I'm incredibly impressed with. It features Frank Spinnerth from Seabound or Edge of Dawn fame, and it involves Jimmy Joe Snark from The Weathermen, and they've basically been doing this project since, well, the first stuff I've got from them came out in 2006, so we're talking over 5 years now. And I just think it's an absolutely great sound. Unfortunately, they've only released one track here, a couple of tracks there, that kind of thing, so the album has taken forever to get released. But it's out now. It's available as a digital download from, I think, Amazon. So if you search on Amazon, probably iTunes as well, you'll be able to grab a copy of that. Now, I've been a bit hesitant about buying it because it's quite annoying that it seems there's 8 unique tracks on there, and I believe I've already got 4 of them over, you know, various compilations and free MP3s of occasionally released over the years. So I'm not quite sure how much value it is. It does have 8 remixes of those 8 tracks as well, so you've got 16 tracks, but it's not like you're getting a massive amount of new stuff from there. You can get four or five unique tracks, new tracks from Ghost and Writer. So if I do jump in the water and decide to buy that, I'll let you know how that goes down. But yeah, I don't actually have my hands on that new album yet. What else? I think the other thing was Cat, Chaos and Terror, or Cat, another band that's playing Resistance, and I've got some on CD tonight, so I'll be playing some of that soon. They are claiming they will donate 100% of the revenue from the sales of any Cat tunes from Bandcamp. If you go to chaosandterror.bandcamp.com, it's a website you can buy MP3s from. So 100% of that revenue between now and March 31st will all be donated to the disaster relief for the Japan tsunami and earthquake thing. So if you want to check out some Chaos and Terror and also do a charitable donation, between now and March 31st is the time to do it. You know, it's quite doable, and it's quite nice of these bands to just go, there you go, we're not going to actually make any profit or take any money, we're just going to take everything you buy, all the money made from everything you buy, and give it to charity. So it's nice that these things pop up. Right, I think that's all the noteworthy news for the moment, so I'm going to continue with some tunes. Now, if I've remembered which CD player I've put this disc in, this should be some Uberbyte.
I break you.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Sam with Hallucinogen from Brainwasher. Before that, we had Modulate with Hard and Dirty from Detonation. And before that, we had Uberbyte with Break You from the Break You CD single. All three bands still playing Resistance Festival in a couple of weeks' time. And that nicely links me on to telling you what's going on in the local area. I'm going to be quick because I just want to fit more tunes in tonight and I'm running out of time. So straight in with the gigs and stuff. We have this Saturday the 26th of March, Carpe Noctem at the Zoo Bar here in Bradford. It has live music from Lesbian Bed Death. The doors open at 8:30. The bands are on from about 9:45. And then after the band, it's Carpe Noctem Club Night till 3 a.m. I think that's free in, and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. Quite probably obviously to anyone who was intending on going or is intending on going, it's Whitby weekend this weekend, the official Whitby weekend. There seems to be two Whitby weekends now, the official and unofficial. But yes, the official one, if you're going, you know already know about it. I'm not really going to run down all the events going on there. There is so many. But here, if you're hanging around Yorkshire still, there is on Sunday the 27th of March, Black Sheep's Not at Whitby special at Santiago's in Leeds. This runs from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. is free entry, and as a not being at Whitby kind of special event, they're running a kind of open decks kind of night. So if you bring some CDs along, you'll probably get to play them. So it's going to be a quiet one with it being Whitby weekend. So if you fancy your hand playing a couple of tunes, get yourself down there. More information can be found at sheepish.net, or if you search on Facebook for either of those events, you'll find information about them, like pretty much most events these days. You just have to put the name into the search box on Facebook and you'll find the information about the event or gig. As I've been rattling on about all throughout the programme so far, it's Resistance Festival the following weekend. So that's the 2nd and 3rd of April, Saturday and Sunday, and it's at the Corporation in Sheffield. Now, if you search for Resistance, resistance, but rather ending in S-E or C, it ends in Z, just to be cool. And the bands playing are on Saturday. You've got The Gothicals, Cat, Uberbyte, XP8, Modulate, Faderhead and Suicide Commando. And on Sunday, you have XRX, Deviant UK, Eisenfunk, Sam, Caustic, and Covenant, and One. So, loads of great stuff. And following that, Saturday, April the 9th, is Flock at the Library. Now, Flock normally lands on the first weekend of the month, the first Saturday of the month, but it's now on the second for April only. This is simply because it would have just clashed with Whitby and Resistance and all this kind of stuff. The organiser has moved it as a one-off to the second Saturday. So that's, as usual, no bands on that one. That's 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and it costs £4 before midnight. And more information about that night can be found at sheepish.net or searching for Flock on Facebook. That's one of the quickest rundowns of events I've done anyway. Anyway, I think earlier in the show I said I was going to play some stuff by Cat or Chaos and Terror, and I am now. Here it is. This is Live With Myself from We Are Still Alive.
I can live with myself because at the end of the day, I think pretend to be friends with people that I hate. And I don't need to rely on anyone. It's just a little bit of a you that helps get me through the day.
Playing a record.
Let me play a record for you.
Now here's that same normal person after he became a disc jockey.
That was the awesome Gothicals with Mix's track into Assemblage 23's Maps of Reality. Now, I can't actually remember where I got that track from. It must have been on a free download or a promo somewhere. But that is a lot of fun. You just can't help grinning that the whole thing they're talking about on that. But one thing I do want to say is I did see that track live at Kinetic, and I don't know if they're going to manage to be able to do it in the same way. I don't know if it's going to be part of their set this time round, but going to see the Gothicals is probably well worth it. For a mixture of the tracks they play, they always put a big, big grin on my face. And to be honest, I've got to say that about both opening bands on both days of Resistance. Gothicals are playing Saturday first, and XRX are playing Sunday first, and I'm going to be there right from the start to the end, because I'm just not missing either of those two bands. They're just going to be so much fun, in different ways, but a lot of fun. And also, seeing Caustic live, that is going to be a lot of stupid and wrong. From what I've been seeing plastered over the internet, it's going to be well worth seeing whatever they get up to live. I believe they involve various members of Gothicals, and even our very own Keith Baker. He's going to be doing something incredibly stupid on stage. It just looks brilliant. I'm hoping also Einsenfunk with their Pong song. I've got a feeling they're quite a tongue-in-cheek band as well. So they, fingers crossed, will be just as much fun in a kind of mad, don't know what's coming next kind of way. So looking forward to all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure if I'm going to actually get any interviews from the Resistance Festival. I might not. I'm not going to guarantee anything. I'll see what happens, essentially. I know for Infest, I usually try and go all out and get, you know, two or three really good interviews. But no, this time, I'm kind of seeing how it all takes me. The interviews may happen. That's all I'm going to say. You will know more in a fortnight's time on the next show. I probably, if I do get interviews, won't have them edited by then. That's pretty much guaranteed. Oh, and before the Gothicals, we played some Cat or Chaos and Terror, Live With Myself from We Are Still Alive. A lot of my friends are very, very excited about seeing that band, so it should be good stuff. I have, like usual, run out of time, so I'm going to finish tonight with another band playing Resistance, another band a lot of my friends are really excited about. Here's some Suicide Commando with a track called Pleasures of Sin from Implements of Hell.
Engulfing our country in the form of new stand of Senate. It is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children. We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. We must save our nation from decay and deliver our children from the horrors of perversion. We must make our land, the land of the free, a safe home. Deliver us from evil.